This is program number LW2712. It really happened. Hi, this is Larry West. A friend of mine told me that the other evening he overheard a group of high school boys talking under his office window. They were trying to line up a fellow student of theirs in their cause, and it didn't take a Magnum PI to discover that the guys were trying to get the fellow to help them in a sort of shady deal. It was Mr. Jensen, the English teacher, that these guys wanted to take out a little vengeance on. You see, apparently Mr. Jensen had given them a pop test that day in school, and it left a number of them in trouble. And now the guys were out for revenge. They wanted to come up with something special. A fellow named Fred was the one that they were talking to under my friend's window that day, trying to get him to participate in this with them. They wanted Fred to come along with them as they planned to pour some sugar in the gas tank of Mr. Jensen's car. One of the boys asked, "What's the matter, Fred? You know that the test was unfair." But Fred held out. In fact, Fred said, "If you guys think I'm going to tear up old Jenny's car because I didn't have sense enough to study, you'd better think some more." Well, just as Fred had made the statement, Mr. Jensen came running out of his house, located just across the street from where the guys were talking, and he was acting a little unusual. In fact, he was acting a little frantic. Looking around and seeing the guys, he shouted, "Hey, boys, I just broke my glasses and I can't see to drive, and I've got to get my wife to the hospital, fast. Will you help me?" It was Fred who jumped first. Running across the street, Jensen tossed Fred the keys, and then Jensen ran back into the house. Fred could have rubbed it in, you know, with the other guys, but he didn't. He could have said, "Do you guys still want me to mess up Jenny's car?" But he didn't say a word, and the silence was pretty heavy. You could almost hear the wheels click as the guys thought of what they had planned to do. Well, when Mr. Jensen came out, half carrying his wife, the ringleader of the group walked up, and it was he who said, "Mr. Jensen, is there anything any of the rest of us can do?" And the others gathered around, saying things like, "Yeah, anything?" You know, there's no greater pressure, I guess, than peer pressure. And we all face it. Why do you suppose all the businessmen these days like wearing pinstripe suits? Why do you suppose everybody's got to wear a pair of jeans these days? Peer pressure. But Fred was determined. When it came to moral courage in the face of peer pressure, he was determined that he was not going to give in on that. You know, courage is doing really what you're afraid to do. That's right. There can be no courage unless you're scared. Scared of being rejected, scared of being laughed at, scared of being snubbed. That's the greatest pressure of all. But you know, if you'll stand up in the face of all the pressure, then, when you've come through it, you can look back and know what you're really made of, you know, down deep inside. And that's when you can be proud. Wise old Solomon said a long time ago in the Bible that there are seven things that God hates. Included in the list are, and this is the way the Bible says it, a heart that devises wicked purposes. And then he said, as a part of the list, he also hates feet that are swift in running to mischief. Think about that one today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Today, be your own man. Stand up. Others will follow. You see, Mrs. Jensen is getting along nice, thank you. She's enjoying the flowers. Sent by Fred and the other guys. I have a Bible study course, yours free. It's called For God So Loved You. It's a brand new course, shiny and slick and colorful and interesting and free. It's yours absolutely just for the asking. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.